This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Oskay is ticked off, plus health advice and mustache talk. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Oh, for crying out loud.
What's the matter, sweetie? You can't sleep?
No, I can't sleep.
Why?
You know why. It's your gas.
Oh, no. Was I passing gas in my sleep again?
Yes, like you do every night. I have to go to work in 4 hours. I haven't slept a wink.
Ladies, do you find it hard to sleep because your husband is breaking wind all night long? Then you need to try the natural supplement from Frigamol Industries that can help you get a restful night's sleep. It's Smellotonin.
I am so tired. I just can't focus.
I've never asked, Jane, but are you married to a nocturnal farter?
Oh my God, yes. How did you know that?
I have the same problem at home.
But you always look so refreshed.
That's because of this.
Smellotonin? What is it?
It's a hormone that blocks both your sense of smell and your sense of hearing at the same time. Use it tonight and see what happens.
I'll give it a try. Thanks.
Yes, Smellotonin is guaranteed to block out the noxious smells and obnoxious noises your husband makes all night long.
Good night, sweetie.
Good night, dear. I'll try not to fart in my sleep tonight, okay?
No, please, be my guest. I took Smellotonin.
45 minutes later...
She's sound asleep. I feel bad about this, but I really gotta let one rip. Wow, she's really gone.
Oh, yeah.
Smellotonin. Turn those nightmare stinks into 40 winks. Smellotonin. Look for it wherever beans are sold.
Thanks, Smellotonin.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here's Tom. Potentially good show today. Chicks drinking coffee.
Potentially.
Potentially.
Hey,
I'm not going to overstate it. You don't oversell.
I thought you do. No, you undersell, overdeliver.
Yeah, we're going to overdeliver. We got some great stuff in the news today.
That's right.
Stuff that'll irritate Josh. Stuff that'll irritate Chick. I think stuff that'll even irritate Willie and possibly Jess.
All right.
Can't irritate Ace. He's too cool. Yeah, nothing irritates.
That's right.
Ace. The Acer.
The Acer.
I love getting angry on a Friday. Get fired up, take it right into the weekend. It's nice.
Now, are we going to review anything at all here?
We sure could. Jasmine Paolini has reached her second consecutive Grand Slam final at Wimbledon. She beat a lady called Donna Vekic. She'll face 2021 French Open champion Barbara. And they spell Barbara. Listen how they spell Barbara.
I don't want your used cake.
Oh, I didn't touch it. That's the way it was delivered.
What's going on here? Jeff just brought in a piece of cake?
Well, here's the thing. I went into the kitchen, and there was a bag on the and it had a piece of lemon cake in it.
Oh, that's a delight.
I took a bite. I put it on a paper towel, and I brought it in here, and Oskay, where'd you get cake, he says, sees me carrying cake. Where'd you get cake? I said, I just found it. Well, now he's mad, and now I'm going to have to stop this award-winning sportscast and order Oskay lemon cake.
I hope I'm not speaking out of school here, but Jeff told me something, and I think this might help explain.
Yeah.
He's having a tough time right now. He's quitting soda.
Yes.
Ooh. Which is, as we all know, nearly impossible.
Yeah.
I quit soda one time. You know this story. I was on an antidepressant. Remember this? And everything about what I'm about to tell you is true. On this antidepressant, I could not taste carbonation.
That happened to me with a nasal spray.
No way.
You know what my doctor said?
Uh-uh.
And just stop taking the nasal spray.
So and you know me, I stopped drinking Diet Pepsi.
It's a weird thing.
And it's weird. It changed the whole taste. And I said, okay. But then I decided, well, I'll just stop taking the antidepressant. And then the carbonation came back.
All right. So, that makes you happy. Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, that's more of an antidepressant than
whatever
the hell I was taking. Yeah,
who needs Prozac when you got Coke?
But I think, wasn't Jeff drinking the hard stuff? Wasn't it?
Yeah, Mountain Dew.
No diet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's straight Mountain Dew.
Straight Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're starting
to get those meth teeth.
I got him some seltzer and some flavored water. So he's going to try.
Okay, good. Yeah.
When I quit Diet Pepsi, I was on the squirty. Do you ever see these little plastic bottles of squirt flavor? You could. What? Squirt into
VO. Like
VO is what he was, but he didn't know it was full of caffeine, and so he was just like squirting it, filling it to the top.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
It was really, really good, man.
Back then, he was adding vodka. It was a mess.
Yeah. Wow.
Good. You get a bottle of vodka and squirt one of those into the bottle.
Right? So Jeff may be looking anywhere else for some kind of sugar fix.
Yeah.
Poor guy. He's going to do it, though, and he's going to lose 15 pounds in a month.
Yeah,
all of a sudden you knock out Mountain Dew from your daily diet.
Your teeth may grow back.
Let's order donuts.
Oh, donuts are good.
It's Friday.
We're going to order donuts, you big baby.
Or biscuits and gravy.
Oh, listen, I think Hooker's hungry.
I'm hungry.
Gravy. We're going to have glazed donuts with biscuits and gravy.
If you guys give me cash, I'll drive to the place that's 45 minutes away. The best place in town. It's cash only, though, but I love that.
Oh, yeah, it's
I'll do
the best.
A call-in.
Cash only.
Long's Donuts.
No kidding.
Cash only, yep.
You know, we were supposed to review what we learned on yesterday's show.
Oh, crap, that's right. Why do I keep forgetting this feature? Oh, it's because I hate it.
you're the one that put it here.
I know, and that's what makes it so perplexing.
We don't have to do it. It was your idea.
I know. We still talked about coffee enemas yesterday morning because Jess revealed she had had a couple coffee enemas in her life, and we've made everyone's life a living hell with
coffee.
I
regret it so much.
And again, that's because Gwyneth Paltrow has a thing for $135 on her Goop website. Said you can buy a coffee enema, and once again a professional physician as opposed to an amateur physician recommended that you not do this.
And speaking of physicians,
dangerous. And
Josh and I blew the lid off doctors and hospitals yesterday morning. I don't know if you remember this or not.
Your point was what?
Without exception, my mother, my father, Josh's father,
all four of my grandparents
went to see a doctor at a hospital, and now they're all dead.
Yeah, everybody I know that has died at one point saw a doctor.
Yeah.
So your point is just don't see a doctor and then just die casually somewhere else.
No, I'm saying that I think if you don't go see a doctor, you probably won't die.
That might be
they're
the
doing
secret,
something.
We got this letter from Mr. Hostrander. He writes, "Dear Josh and the rest of the misfits."
Uh-huh.
That's why they call it practicing medicine.
Oh. Yes, you don't hear about people succeeding medicine.
That's right. Mastering medicine.
See, this all started because I weighed in favor of qualified medical professionals and physicians. I'm a big fan. I don't believe that Gwyneth Paltrow knows the
You've
magic
got a big
elixir
problem
of life.
With her and the way she can make money with something called Goop, I think.
Let her do
her
thing. Goop. Royal Tenenbaums. She rules. She's hot.
Shakespeare in Love. She won an Academy Award.
This is the first time a thin, hot woman has ever bothered you. Usually you're all the way in when this happens.
Yeah, that's true. I can't deny that. It's
she's got an ass like a house cat.
She's advocating really stupid things. She's the one that advocated, I'll talk to you, Jess.
Sure.
Remember this, where she advocated hovering over some boiling concoction to...
I've done that, too.
To steam your vagina.
It's called a yoni steam, 100%. That's real. Yes.
Is your yoni okay?
My yoni's great.
How about that?
Doesn't it get all, you know, gooey and warm when you put that...
No.
You straddle a boiling...
Yeah, all you're doing is letting the steam... Yes.
Doesn't a gooey yoni sound like something we'll get at the donut shop?
We need half dozen of those, don't we?
Yeah. Cash only for the gooey yoni.
Dude, we're talking steaming. I want dumplings now. I'm quite hungry.
It's like a herbal tea concoction that you put in the seat that you hover over, and then it steams.
Do you have to buy a special chair for this?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you feel like a sucker?
No, I didn't buy the chair, but
what
there's
was,
an
what
insert.
Was the idea
you know,
of this?
Is you know
this...
when you can go to the when you go to the hospital and you have to... you have to get certain, when you have to pee into one of those things so that they have a sample.
Yeah, it's kind of like a chair with a hole in it that has the...
Yes, and it has a drop down. Yes, yeah. So that's the insert that I used when you did that, and then you put the warm tea in it.
What'd you think?
It was fine.
Mm.
It was whatever. Yeah, I mean, I did it once, and I was like, all right. I didn't really notice anything.
When you do it, do you start going, bah, because you become a sheep? Bah.
No.
Okay. I just looked
She
up.
Also used to use crystal for deodorant, and that didn't really...
That doesn't work.
Oh,
work.
Is that right? It didn't work?
It didn't really work. No, that doesn't work.
I tried it.
I know people that have done it, too.
I got, like, the healthy, like, the aloe and almond deodorant,
sure.
And you put it on 10 times a day because it doesn't work at all.
There is some healthy deodorant. Squatch, that works really well.
My son uses that, and he likes
really?
It.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
Instagram ads.
Big fan.
Mm-hmm. And they have a douche.
They do?
Squatch.
Squatch.
Well, at least you can go twatch. Could have gone that.
No, that's a clock for the... Here we go.
I think history will show us that we need aluminum, okay? In our bodies. Yes, Tom.
Source, USA Today. Don't take TikTok's vaginal health advice. Experts are warning people against taking vaginal advice from TikTok.
Well, they shouldn't have. No, I'm survival of the fittest. Go ahead. Yeah. Get all your health advice from TikTok, you idiots.
they're not going to stop until they find out for themselves.
Yeah.
According to everyone must walk the path themselves.
Tom, as you like to say, less traffic.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Fewer people on the road because they're in the hospital because they burned their vagina. This is Dr. Samina Raman told USA Today the internet and TikTok the internet and TikTok have been very dangerous for sexual health misinformation. The big one right now is the anti-sunscreen thing.
Oh no, that's a thing.
Oh,
that's
dumb. It's huge.
That's really dumb.
It's
anti-sunscreen.
Huge. Yeah,
what?
It's a huge thing.
Wear
on TikTok.
Sunscreen. The fake tan stuff is better than ever. I don't use it, but there's a lot of ways to get there. Just wear sunscreen, you guys.
Yeah, anticipating a nice skin cancer boom coming up. And this talks about, do you pronounce it yoni or yani?
Yoni.
Yanni's the pianist, right?
Yeah. If you're steaming him, something else is going to happen.
Yeah. Remember, he used to be, Linda Evans used to be his girlfriend.
Right?
Yoni pearls, they're called.
Yeah, that's an insert. That's like a suppository for your vagina.
It's like a nicotine pouch for the vag?
No, it's just a suppository, involved. Yeah.
What's that supposed to do?
Remember the Encare Oval?
Detox, like after a pregnancy or after your period or something like that.
You're going, okay. Well,
this doctor says, don't do it.
It's just one doctor. And once again, he's practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. It says, Yoni.
It is Yoni.
Yoni pearls, vaginal steaming, and douching are among the most posted about topics relating to vaginal health.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these practices are deemed unsafe by physicians.
Gentle reminder, ladies, your vagina is a self-cleaning oven. You don't need to put anything in there.
Yeah, if you want to steam clams,
it knows what to do.
If you want to steam clams, you get the ones at the fish market, right?
So in other words, doctors don't get kickbacks from those products.
Exactly.
Oh, is that what you're saying? Okay, thank you for the conspiracy theory. I certainly appreciate that. Coming up, actually, we have mustaches in the news.
We do.
Really?
Yeah, you mm-hmm. can. You want to cut away and get that out?
Yes, let's do it now.
Get the stash, the
mustache news.
Stash update.
An Alabama woman celebrating her 108th birthday offered an unusual answer to how she keeps herself feeling young.
All right.
Drink wine, eat dessert, and flirting with men with mustaches.
Oh, she likes mustachioed men?
Yes.
108.
Ms. Helen Denmark.
Back in the day, I remember I'd go down to the river and look at an Adolf Schickelgruber painting. He had that toothbrush mustache. That dude, that wasn't real popular.
You think going with Schickelgruber
has saved it? Is that what you think? Instead of saying Hitler,
you did research. Googled that.
Those aren't the words or the beliefs of Ms. Helen Denmark.
That Magnum PI guy still gets me wet.
Who turned 108 last
Sunday. There are plenty of women who still say that.
Yeah, oh gosh. Ugh. Oh,
Tom Selleck's the man.
Oh, my God, he's beautiful. And she celebrated her party thrown by friends and caregivers at Brookdale Assisted Living in Birmingham.
Okay, well, good for her.
Yeah.
Likes the stash.
Yeah.
Now, are you a stash gal?
Do
you
I like facial hair, period. But yeah, I like all facial hair.
I'm tired.
Tom Selleck, your favorite stash?
Do I have a favorite?
Yeah.
I like a full beard.
I see.
Yeah, but my favorite mustache, probably Tom Selleck, obviously. Like, he's top of the list.
Not my place to have a problem, but of course I do.
Okay.
The overly sculpted mustache I find problematic.
Overly sculpted mustache. What does that look like?
Like the wax tips up.
Oh,
that
gotcha.
That bothers me a little bit. And then the pencil thin mustache I can't abide.
Mm-mm.
That just says I like to stare at myself in the mirror for half an hour fixing this ridiculous
thing. Unless you're Stevie Wonder. I mean,
oh, yeah, black dudes can really get away with a pencil-thin mustache.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't, I mean, someone else is obviously manicuring his.
One would hope.
Yeah.
No.
You don't know.
There's very compelling evidence out there that he can see.
Yeah, there is.
That's right.
Blowing kisses to people.
Driving away, apparently.
It's called the big lie, I believe.
Yes, everyone knows.
Conspiracies are totally out of hand.
I love it.
Yeah, but at least that's kind of a kind of a harmless one.
It's a fun one.
Yeah. Hey, here's a musical genius. Let's mock him. Okay, sure.
Well,
somehow call him fraudulent.
You know what? Even if he were complete, what is it? Fully sighted.
Yeah.
He still a musical genius.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But why would you want to be blind and not be blind? Like, why would you want that to be a part of your shtick?
We can only ask Stevie why he's been perpetrating this ruse.
Him and Charlie Daniels, right?
Charlie Daniels
you can't ask
blind
Charlie
since
anymore.
Birth.
Yeah. No. Blind now.
He was blind since birth, yeah.
He was not blind. I don't want to get mail from people that
I
are fans.
No. Dear dumbass.
No, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, and Roy Orbison.
Now, yep. Would you date a guy that had the big waxed mustache?
No. I mean, no.
You mean like a handlebar?
No, the one that
they put
the wax on and it twists up.
Yeah, sure. That's a handlebar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I could date anybody who took longer to get ready than I do. Like, that would be, you know what I mean? Like, if it's a guy and he looks like he's done too much, I'm out.
Okay.
I thought the handlebar was the Hulk Hogan. Like, where it came down.
That's the Fu Manchu.
Okay.
What's the Fu Manchu poem?
Some men smoke, but Fu Manchu. Which was dangerously close to stuff we can't do anymore.
We had fun, but we don't do it anymore.
We had fun, but we don't do it anymore.
It was a good time.
That's exactly right. Did you watch the ESPYs last night, Tom?
I did not.
But he DVR'd them, so please don't talk about it.
No, I did not.
Hosted by Serena and Venus made an appearance, and Clinton Brunson was on stage at one point. Who?
Those tennis chicks?
Those tennis ladies. That's right. The first ladies of tennis in general.
So in case the sex and the money isn't enough, we give them awards now.
We're not doing it. Who cares?
Simone Biles, AJ. Yeah, this is like...
It didn't cost us anything.
I've never... No. This is like a promotional tool for ESPN that people seem to like, and everybody comes and everybody attends.
It's a party. They're hanging out.
It's not like the Academy Awards. It's not for general... This is a promotional tool for the network.
Okay, great.
We should give out the chickies. Or we used to give out the Tommies.
I still do occasionally.
Well, is Jess a Tommy winner?
They've become so political, though.
The Tommies. Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to play Jess's Tommy Award winning performance in just a second.
Is that right?
Yeah, then we are. Give me just a second. I'll get it set up for you. Do you want to explain how the Tommies work?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, for...
outstanding performance. Since you're not going to do it, I'll get just outstanding performance in a prepared piece of alleged then, comedy. This was your first... you'd been working here for how long?
Maybe 2 months.
Okay. And you were pulled into a dean's office, and he said, hey, can you do this?
Yeah, voice? I was an intern, actually,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. This is just the beginning of it.
Hi, Tammy. How are things in the produce department today?
To be honest, Maria, I'm not feeling well.
Maria.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Are you sick?
I'm sorry to hear that. Are you sick?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.